And today brings us to the last chapter of the book of Esther in our calls to worship that we have been doing for the last few months. And there's only three verses long, but it tells a story. It takes us back to the beginning and links us to this man, Mordecai. And the last verse of chapter 10, which is verse 3, "For Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people and speaking peace to all his seed." Here we see Mordecai in a position of prominence. He is great among the Jews, but he is next unto, it says here, King Ahasuerus. If you go back to chapter 2, we read about this man Mordecai, how he had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. Mordecai was brought to Shushan, the palace, where he served King Ahasuerus. That was his job. And yet, he went from serving the king to being next to the king. I think it's important for us to understand that Mordecai did not seek this position. He just wanted to be a good uncle. He wanted to take care of this young girl that was his niece or cousin. We don't know for sure exactly the relationship, but she was separated from her family, and he was the only relative that she knew. And so he took it upon himself to be her father, to take care of her. As God led in the circumstances, she ended up being the queen, and Mordecai saves the king's life. And in this process, he rises from servant, a slave, in the house of the palace, to becoming next to the king. In other words, his greatness, he is brought into great power as a Jew. I think it's important as we think about the closing of this book that you and I are not to seek prominence. We're not to seek that. We're just to be faithful. What was Mordecai faithful at being? A good uncle. Taking care of his niece, making sure that she was doing what was right. She was honoring the Lord. She was taken care of. And as he did his job as a slave within that palace, God worked and brought about circumstances that brought him out of that servitude and put him in a position of authority. If you seek things for yourself, you may get them, but you will not get God's blessing with them. If you just seek to do what God wants you to do today, and what God wants me to do tomorrow, and what He wants me to do the next day, God will take care of the rest. That's the wonderful picture that's given to us of this man, Mordecai, a man who did not seek prominence, a man who did not want power. He just wanted to be a good uncle and to take care of his people. And because of that spirit and attitude, God worked the circumstances in his life and brought him to a place where he was in great power, and he was able, through that power, to help his people, the Jews. What a glorious thing to be in the center of God's will. There's no more glorious place. It's the safest place you can be. You can have security systems in your house. You can put bars on your windows. You can be packing heat. But you're not safe if you're not in the center of God's will. Would you let that just soak in? You're not safe. You may think you are, but you're not. And don't be trusting in all those other things either. You be trusting in the Lord. Mordecai trusted in the Lord, and the Lord took care of him, and the Lord brought him up to a place of prominence and security because he did what was right every day. May God help us to have that same type of spirit.